Justin, did I hear you say that the frequency planning and the frequency reuse patterns, which are optimized for voice, mm-hmm. that is, where the outage probability at a cell boundary should be such that outage probabilities are less than 1% or less than 10%,
right.
are far from optimum and are far from useful for data where you could do retransmissions whenever you lose something and thereby you have a lower standard of quality for data. And that optimization for speech and data are conflicting, but for practical reasons, we still go for the optimization for voice.
In the beginning, our focus for edge would be on data, and therefore the traditional approach that is designed for the worst case point is too conservative for edge to achieve high throughput. For example, for user at the boundary, a lot of time you have weaker signal or higher interference, and as a result, if you want everybody to be equal, you have to have very strong protection requiring a lot of bandwidth. And from a data point of view, having the ability to tolerate a little bit delay, it will be a little bit wasteful. But in the long run, we are very interested in working on even the quality of service for voice. So this is a very intensive research effort to ensure quality of service for real-time service in an environment like Edge. And there are several possibilities. For example, you go for so-called classic type of reuse, has more protection, or you can do have more spectrum, then do frequency hopping to get better coding protection. And you can reduce or stop transmission when speech is not active. You can also do statistical multiplexing. And there are different methodology that is being considered for real-time service. But for the first stage of edge, since the focus is on data, so we are more rely on the ability to do retransmission to take care of the error, but at the cost of delay. Mm-hmm.